Middle schoolers from across Anchorage today had a chance to hear from gubernatorial candidates about a variety of issues the state is facing. APRN's Josh Edge has more.
Over 100 students representing all of the Anchorage School District's middle schools gathered in the lobby of the Lusac Library's Wilda Marston Theater. While they were waiting for the forum to begin, students and teachers munched on Moose's Tooth Pizza while mingling with gubernatorial candidates Byron Mallott, Bill Walker, and current Governor Sean Parnell.
Where are you guys from?
Mears.
Good to meet you. Welcome. Glad you guys are here. So what do you guys hope to learn today?
Once the pizza was finished, everyone filed into the auditorium to hear the candidates respond to a number of questions generated by students and teachers who worked together to research topics they thought Alaska's next governor needs to address. Robert King is an eighth grader at Clark Middle School.
Our question is, do you think Alaskans should be required to show a photo ID to vote? Why or why not?
When the candidates addressed the question during the forum, they answered with a unanimous no, primarily because it would limit Alaskans' ability to vote, especially in rural communities. Corin Kotsky is an eighth grader at Romaig Middle School. He was particularly interested in the candidates' responses to education-related questions.
I would like to see another increase in the base student allocation and more stability for the jobs of teachers, so teachers don't have to be worrying about retirement and class sizes will be reduced, so there can be more one-on-one working with teachers and students.
All of the candidates said they are in favor of improving Alaska's education system. Republican candidate Governor Sean Parnell says education funding has increased substantially since he has been in office. Independent candidate Bill Walker says the best way to increase education funding is for the state to generate more revenue with more resource development. And Democratic candidate Byron Mallott says education must be funded fully and create certainty for students, teachers, and administrators. But Romaig 8th grader Aaron Jenkins wasn't satisfied with those answers. He wanted more specifics from the candidates.
I was hoping to hear some of the 7th period that they're proposing for high schools next year. Yeah, they did talk about their plans to increase the budget for schools, but not their plans for the schools themselves, which I would have liked to hear.
Other topics range from the implementation of the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid in Alaska, to the growth of Alaska's economy and how to strike a balance between new construction and maintaining existing infrastructure. Byron Mallott, the Democratic candidate, was happy with the forum's turnout, and he says it's important that adults work to get young people interested and involved in the political process.
In many ways, Alaska is, it's a vast land, but it's a small community, and children influence every aspect of our lives. They should be our highest priority.
The forum was organized by AARP Alaska and moderated by Andrew Halcrow of the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce and Janine English, the incoming AARP national president. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.